Why don't we talk about your 30-year-old man with CML?
Sure. So a 30-year-old man, 1-year history of CML on and off therapy with dasatinib secondary to insurance reasons. He initially presented 1 year prior with a white count of 363,000 and LDH level of 20,000. Treatment at that time when he initially presented was complicated by tumor lysis syndrome. And he now currently presents to the emergency center off his medicines with easy bruising and fatigue. And he was found to have a white count of 455,000 with 2% blasts on the peripheral smear. The creatinine was 1.4 in presentation, but his electrolytes were normal. The uric acid was mildly elevated at 8.4. The patient was started in allopurinol prophylaxis and was given 1 dose of rasburicase. He subsequently resumed his dasatinib. He underwent leukapheresis and had a decrease of his white count to 84.7 on discharge. His potassium had peaked at 5.4 and the phosphorus peaked at 5.6. but his renal function remained improved and remained normal throughout the rest of his hospital stay.
So what is the teaching point behind this case?
Not all hyperleukocytosis is at risk of tumor lysis syndrome, and you don't need to be incredibly aggressive with rasburicase per se in these cases, especially with leukapheresis when you can gradually bring down the white count, you can institute, you know, definitive targeted therapy to get a sustained decrease in the white count. This patient actually did quite well. In a follow-up, the white count was down to less than 10, and the renal function, the creatinine, remained at 0.8. So not all tumor types are at risk of developing tumor lysis syndrome, despite a white count of 450,000.